This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
It's time for us to go international once more. We're heading to Toronto to the CNIB, and John Rafferty is there waiting. Hello, John.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
Very well, and we will not talk about the rugby.
Okay. I will be polite and I won't talk about the rugby.
Lovely. It is time for us to sort of catch up and look to what's on at CNIB because, as ever, busy calendar for you this year. But start first of all with a little bit on the strategy. It's something we've kind of looked at over the last year. So what's the news on that?
So most of our conversations that we've had have been about the work we've been doing to integrate rehabilitation services into the healthcare continuum to kind of pull those away from a charitable umbrella. But as we've been doing it, we've also been progressing on an engagement process with our community across the country to define the types of programs within the foundation side or the charitable side of the organization that we want to invest in moving forward and how do we redefine that. And we've been doing some very exciting work there with some really interesting new program offerings that we're hoping to start in the fall.
Okay, working more with the community.
Yeah, I think that for us, it's a virtuous circle. Obviously, our existence is there on the charitable side. You know, funds come in from the community as a whole, and they're there to deliver the value-added elements to our customers, to our membership, our participants. And the focus area there from our clients has been really beef up what we do in that area as it relates to employment activities, really beef up what we do in preparing youth leadership for employment moving forward. And there's some exciting things coming down the line.
Just in terms of employment, John, we talk a lot about preparing blind or partially sighted people for the workplace, all sorts of training and technology and so on. But it's just as important to educate the employers themselves.
Absolutely. And that's a big focus that we've been looking at in developing this program offering. It's a combination of three things. And there are two separate audiences, the same three program areas. One audience is under the category of jobs in jeopardy. So these are people who are in the workforce, who have just been diagnosed or have just through an accident lost their sight, but their vision is changing. And we want to work with the employer as well as with the individual to be able to keep that person in employment and successful. The other category, obviously, is people that are currently unemployed, and with a focus there on those coming out of post-secondary and coming out of high school education to get the right types of internship programs, the right types of experience programs to kind of do that resume building. And some of that program offering kind of goes backwards into what do we need to do with youth between the age of 15 and 20 to develop the types of leadership skills that go along with their academic skills in order to prepare for a much more successful integration into the workforce.
Okay, so lots happening there, which of course we will follow up on as the year goes on, John. Now, I think as we speak, the snow is falling outside your window there in Toronto, but we are going to talk about the summer.
Yes, the snow is falling, but for any Canadians that are listening, it is the beginning of Roll Up the Rim to Win. And I want to say anything else to any of your other listeners, but any Canadian will know what that means. And that's the symbol in Canada that says that winter is on its final stages. So we're looking forward to the camp programming that we offer across the country. Obviously, we have a large facility at Lake Joseph with around 1,100 people come through in the summer months for camp programming. But we have programming that's offered coast to coast, a large focus on kids. There's Braille weeks, there's sailing weeks, there's fishing weeks. There's very thematic skill development as well as obviously leisure and enjoyment. There's adult weeks. And we do these types of programs coast to coast. And now we're heavy into registration time and people starting to plan their activity.
Do you ever get involved in any activities yourself?
I do. I get involved in a couple of different places. I usually try and attend a few of the weeks, and then I do a lot of the organizing around maintenance at the camp. So I'm known to be driving the tractor around in the fall and doing everything to get the camps winterized afterwards. But during the summer, I particularly like to go to the Camp Abilities Week, which is working on developing with kids, developing athletic ability specifically. But we're taking kids, most of whom have never swam in their life, never ridden a tandem bike, and by the end of the 1 week program, they're doing an age-appropriate triathlon. And it's really incredibly exciting to see that development and that confidence build during the week.
Great stuff. Now we'll come to that time when we tend to have the and finalies. And what one or two things you want to squeeze in?
Yeah, a couple of things. I think that we had a really interesting development as we've been doing our rehabilitation integration in Nova Scotia, in their capital city, Halifax, where we had a large rally with over 350 people, clients with placards. marching in the street talking about, you know, the needs of the community. And I think that while we're trying to have an effective, seamless dialogue with governments, I think it's good to note that the community is very vocal about this, and we're seeing real positive change as a result of actions. And I think it's always interesting. There's some good YouTube video about the Halifax rally at CNIB. So for any of your listeners that want to go into that. And we're all very excited as well, as I'm sure people are around the world, with being a part of a consortium that put together the new Braille device that's being launched at CSUN. So I'm sure that you have other people like myself, my counterparts around the world, that have spoken about that. We've got prototypes in our hand now, and we're excited to have it in the hands of clients, testing and playing with it. And we're looking forward to being at CSUN in about a month to see that launched.
Great stuff, John. Just finally, if anyone would like to learn more about CNIB services, or indeed any of the items we talk about in our monthly reviews, how do they get in touch?
We'd encourage anyone to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you want more information, go to our website at cnib.ca.
John Rafferty, thanks for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
Always my pleasure, Alan.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.